Myth 1. Quantum computers will replace classical computers. Our first myth deals with a common notion. A new technology emerges and displaces the old one, to the extent that the old technology is replaced by the new one. Over the course of your life, you may have observed this phenomenon, seeing something new replace something old. For example, you might not use VHS tapes, and maybe do not even know what they are. But how true is the often stated claim that quantum computers will replace classical computers? Is classical computing architecture on its last leg, soon to be taken over by quantum computing? Will every household own their own quantum computer, a quantum PC in a few years? Or are different developments to be expected? To be clear, the notion that quantum computers will completely replace classical computers is a misconception. This myth arises from a misunderstanding of the different roles and capabilities of each type of computer. While quantum computers offer significant advantages for certain complex problems, they are not intended to replace classical computers for general computing tasks or even all possible computing tasks. The technologies behind quantum and classical computers are not necessarily designed to replace each other. It's more like the relationship between a spoon and a fork. You could eat a soup with a fork, but it would take forever, and the soup would soon get cold. With a spoon, however, it goes much faster. Similarly, quantum computers can solve certain problems that classical computers can also solve in principle. It would just take too long for it to be useful. Both have their strengths and weaknesses, areas where they offer advantages through their use. Quantum computers are designed to solve specific complex problems with which classical computers struggle. Quantum computers can, for instance, perform certain calculations exponentially faster than classical computers, such as factoring large numbers with Shor's algorithm or simulating the behavior of quantum systems. These capabilities have significant impacts on fields like cryptography, material science, and optimization problems. In these areas, it would be possible for quantum computers to partially replace or significantly complement classical computers. For everyday tasks like word processing, web browsing, classical computers remain highly efficient and effective. The hardware and software ecosystems built around classical computing are deeply rooted and optimized for a wide range of general tasks. As a result, classical computers will continue to dominate areas where their efficiency and reliability are unparalleled. In these areas, quantum computers will likely not be able to replace or significantly complement classical computers. The complementary nature of quantum computers and classical computing also highlights the fundamental differences in their architecture. Classical computers use bits. You may have heard this term before. A bit can be in the state 0 or 1. By connecting several bits, it is possible to store information using these bit sequences. Moreover, classical computers use logic gates to perform operations. You might also have heard of logic gates, such as the AND gate or OR gate. Quantum computers, however, operate quite differently. They don't use classical bits. Quantum computers use so-called quantum bits or qubits, as well as quantum gates. Both are fundamentally different from their classical counterparts. They make use of the principles of quantum mechanics, such as superposition and entanglement, to perform computations. Due to these fundamental differences, the two types of computers are designed for different tasks and tackle different computational challenges. Looking to the future, the question arises as to how these fundamental differences in the architecture of both computer technologies can be leveraged. Each type of computer is suitable for different tasks and unsuitable or inefficient for others. This is why it is expected that, in practice, quantum computers will work alongside classical computers. Instead of replacing, they will complement them. In many scenarios, quantum computers will be controlled by classical computers, handling tasks such as error correction, data pre-processing, and post-processing of results. This hybrid approach leverages the strengths of both types of computers and enables more powerful and versatile computing solutions. Most experts agree that quantum computers will bring revolutionary advancements in specific areas, but will not render classical computers obsolete. Quantum computers will fill gaps where classical computers reach their limits. This complementary relationship ensures that both types of computers will coexist, with each achieving excellence in its respective domains. To be honest, it should be noted that the development and practical implementation of quantum computing technology are still in their early stages. Significant challenges remain in creating scalable, fault-tolerant quantum computers capable of consistently and reliably outperforming classical computers in practical applications. As quantum technology continues to evolve, it will enhance the capabilities of classical computing science. But a complete replacement of classical computers is neither feasible nor meaningful. So what do we do with the myth quantum computers will replace classical computers? It becomes clear that this myth is based on an oversimplified view of technological progress. Quantum computers are not designed to replace classical computers and take over their tasks completely. They are designed to complement classical computers and provide solutions for specific, complex problems that classical computers cannot efficiently solve. This symbiotic relationship will drive innovation and progress in computing, with each type of computer playing a crucial role in the broader computing landscape. Classical computers will remain indispensable for most general tasks, while quantum computers will unlock new possibilities in specialized research and industrial fields. In summary, it can be concluded that quantum computers could potentially have an advantage with selected problems. At least such expectations and predictions exist. These include problems like prime factorization, the simulation of large quantum systems, or solving high-dimensional problems. Here we also see a bit of the truth behind the myth. Quantum computers might replace classical computers for these specific problems. More accurately, quantum computers make it possible to tackle such problems in the first place. Nevertheless, classical processing is still required for quantum computers to evaluate the data. Thus, classical computers remain indispensable in our world. The myth cannot be generalized universally. It should also be noted that the hardware architecture of quantum computers is fundamentally different. A replacement of classical computers by quantum computers will not occur. Instead, the strengths of both technologies will be utilized.